this thing of killing each other, this thing of raping each other, this thing of not taking care of each other as Africans is fairly unacceptable. We are all one. We are all Africans. At the end of the day, still today, we're still embracing each other. Why can't all the Africans do the same? But it's all about understanding what is it that we're fighting for.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Welcome to the big interview on Sokala Duma Radio. My name is Slu Paho, your new host. Unfortunately, we have no score lines for our fans to react to, as Bafana Bafana unfortunately had not one but two matches cancelled last week, leaving us to miss out on the international action enjoyed by Ivory Coast, Uganda, Mali and more this past weekend. The cancellations were in response to the wave of xenophobic violence which gripped the country over the past few weeks. And while many of us are unsure what to do or what comes next, we have legends coming together to celebrate heritage and unity later this month on the 24th of September. We thought it would be great to speak to the captain of Team Legend and a football legend himself, Dr. Khumalo. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
So first things first, when did you get involved with this event? Where is it being held and who else will be joining you on the pitch?
Actually, the event is, I was approached by Tibo Touch about celebrating Heritage Day and Unity on the 24th of September. Mm-hmm. We saw it fitting to, because of the uprising of the women abuse and children, and also the xenophobia that we have been experiencing a couple of weeks ago. So we thought through the game, because the game is a universal language and this is how it unites people. So we thought we should take this opportunity also to invite our African brothers and sisters to join us to celebrate Heritage Day in South Africa and unity, just to show that we are all one. We are all Africans. At the end of the day, we are all God's sons and daughters and mothers, fathers. So we are seeing through the game and through celebrating Heritage Day, which is a big day for cultural events in South Africa, to say as black, as white, Indians, colored, we are one. So we want to actually use this day to celebrate the day and have a great moment whereby one can cherish. And we thought through the game, we'll probably accomplish that.
Yes.
So we decided to have a Legends game against Celebs here in Joburg. So the T-Team Bar will be the other captain for the team and I'll be the captain for the Legends. But it's got nothing to do in terms of who's in, who's not out, because I know a lot of people, they'll want to see their favorite individual playing in those both games. But so we just picked randomly.
I see.
So for the sake of transparency and unity, you know, I thought of my friends that made me to be who I am, that come from other countries like Kalusha Barua, Dennis Mtawali, Okpara, William Okpara. We know Okpara is from Nigeria, Kalusha Barua is coming from Zambia, Enes Mtawali is from Malawi, Ajao Musi is from Nigeria. These are the ex-professional players that played in South Africa.
Yes.
And so we're saying to the people out there, if we have this kind of players, and still today we're still embracing each other, why can't all the Africans do the same?
I see. That's fantastic. So you're a Bafana Bafana legend. You have 50 caps, 9 goals, and you are one of the leading members of the 96 AFCON winning side. So you understand the privilege and honor that comes with playing for your country. So how disappointing do you think the past week has been for the boys, the fact that they were called up and then released without any game time for things that were out of their control, you know?
No, definitely it was something that was out of their control. It's unfortunate because it deprived them the opportunity to gel, you know, to have that social cohesion with the new coach that has been appointed. Mm-hmm. And it was going to come trendy because that was going to be a friendly game that will have map up the way forward in terms of the philosophy of the coach, how will they fare in terms of him presenting it to them, you know, and them understanding. Yes, probably they might have worked with him, but it's different because now he's not an assistant. Now he is on the driving seat, whereby he was the one who's dishing out the rules, I mean, the instruction and everything. So it's an unfortunate situation, but then again, certain things happen for a reason. If games were cancelled and countries felt that, no, they don't want to play us, it's something that we South Africans, we don't need for our counterparts to turn their backs against us and all that. But having said that, probably they will find another way of relieving the situation. Mm-hmm. And they'll find another friend game, yeah. Because it's very heartbreaking for players to... It's not about traveling far from home, but being together in the camp, and then the next thing, boom, the game is no longer there.
It's very
disappointing. Because you've played hard and you've prepared mentally, unfortunately, then they come and tell you the game is not there.
It's been a tough couple of weeks for South Africa. We dealt with gender-based violence first, and then the wave of xenophobic violence spread. Many people are lost and confused about what to do moving forward. So considering that you and so many other legends are taking a stand, do you feel as though current South African football stars should be doing the same?
I guess it's all about us, South Africans. It's not about the government or the president or certain individual out there. We need to use any form of way of dealing with this kind of xenophobia and abuse that we're encountering in our country. This is a beautiful country. Everybody likes to be here in South Africa. We've got so much that we pride ourselves on. And there are certain people that have worked so hard for this country, and the people that are no longer in this world and in this country anymore, because they worked so hard. We cannot jeopardize their sweat. Mm. And just a mere fact of hooliganism and people that don't have direction or don't have the future for that matter, because we're living in this country in order to make this country a beautiful country. Mm. So if people don't want to see South Africa enhance themselves or probably take this country to another level, we don't need such. And we just have to draw them to our show and show them that this is us. This is what we're all about. We are a champions of the champions. We want to win in any form of way of doing it. We're not a violent country. And this is it's the way I look at it, the way I see it. It looks like it's not merely people that don't have a direction. It's people that are very angry, very not aware of what they're doing, that they're jeopardizing the future of this country. Mm. And we need to take them back and show them the way, because they are really look like as if they're lost, you know. Yeah. So, and by doing so, we don't need violence against violence. When we want to bring them, we need to humble ourselves and get the police force, the people who have the power, you know, to redeem themselves and calm themselves down, show these people the way how to do it. If they have to be arrested, arrest has to be made, you know, in order for us to have a better South Africa.
I definitely agree. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that you were one of the ambassadors that helped organize the 2010 FIFA World Cup. You know, you understand the importance of football, especially being the most popular sport in the world, how it can bring everybody together, and also how great we were during that month and a bit when everyone was down here. So do you think that this sort of thing is the same sort of positivity needed to unite this country in these turbulent times?
Oh, definitely, yes. When you talk 2010, I remember, I recall when we had to redeem a situation whereby a particular individual in Germany who said all that the people who will be attending the 2010 World Cup in South Africa should equip themselves with the bullet vests. Mm. And it didn't sit very well with the government, because I was thrown in to meet with the former president then, Jacob Zuma, and with the Dr. Benny Jordan, the president of SAFA, and some of the dignitaries. And we were deployed in different countries. And I was deployed in South America because I played in Argentina, just to talk about South Africa, to present South Africa to the people, to the masses, to say, this is us, this is what we're made of. I had to fly out. I was out of the country for almost 10 to 15 days, traveling around Brazil, Uruguay, Argentina, Venezuela, all those countries to sell South Africa. So this is a similar situation that you're talking about. Mm. I know what we're experiencing at the moment. So we were ambassadors. We were people that were sent out there. I even went to an extent to go to Zimbabwe, for that matter, to present to the late Robert Mugabe and his cabinet. May your soul rest in peace. Mm. And to show that what are we made of? And I know what you're talking about. And I know what I'm talking about when you talk about presenting South Africa to the world.
See, I commend you for what you're trying to accomplish, because there's not a lot of positivity to go around at the moment, and this will help a lot, especially considering the cancelled matches and all of the news. Do you have anything to say perhaps to the youth? Because everything is very doom and gloom at the moment. So any words of advice for young people who might be disheartened at the moment?
Having experienced all the ups and downs in South Africa, the only way I can say is that Mob Psycho might misinterpret or misdirect individuals, but it's all about understanding what is it that we're fighting for, and we shouldn't destroy what we think is going to be something that is very precious for us. Because if we ban things that are going to be useful for our youth and also for our students or for our kids, we need to think in a bigger way, in such a way that we must understand that we're not destroying for other countries, but we're destroying for ourselves. So we just have to be extra careful how we perceive these things of marching and this thing of looting, this thing of banning stuff, this thing of killing each other, this thing of raping each other, this thing of not taking care of each other as Africans is really unacceptable. We don't condone such. Yes, there's an outcry that women feel that they are not being protected. So we need to stand behind and give them the support they deserve. It's not acceptable for any individual to take anybody's life, and especially if it's a woman, because these are the people that makes us tick in this world. Yes. We need to cherish the moment that we have with them, because if your mother can carry you for 9 months, who else cannot? Who else can do that? Just think twice.
I agree.
So women are very powerful. So we need to protect and respect their capacity.
Fantastic. So just to confirm the details of the match, it's going to be on the 24th of September at the Nike Stadium in Soweto, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, at 10 o'clock. So it's just for fun. Everybody's allowed to be there. It's Heritage Day. We're having fun. And we're just going out there. And I just want to thank once more Brand South Africa for being one of the sponsors. You know, and I would love to see this initiative by spreading throughout the entire country, you know. So hopefully we'll have other games in other provinces.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me on the show, the legendary Dr. Kumalo. Have a great day.
Thank you, my brother, for having me.
Sokala Duma Radio.